Welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. We have a packed show for you today with three interviews all focused on Island Division content. Before we get there, though, a big hand is in order for Team Canada West, which captured gold Saturday afternoon at the World Junior A Challenge with a 5-1 win over the United States. There were 15 BCHL players there, along with Merritt head coach Joe Martin, Langley Riverman athletic trainer Braden Tonagy, and Salmon Arm Silverbacks equipment trainer Pam Salmonson. Congratulations to all. For our first interview today, we go to Cowichan Valley, where Capitals play-by-play man Justice Doucette caught up with head coach Brian Passmore to discuss a recent three-game win streak. Passmore says the positive feeling of a few victories is taking hold throughout the roster.
We've been playing consistent hockey for the whole game. Our discipline's been good. We've been playing good defense, and the offense is clicking right now. The lines are all feeling confident with one another, and the feeling's good. The feeling of winning is something that the guys seem to like. It's contagious. It's just like losing. Losing is a thing that's hard to fix, and winning is a thing that's a feeling that you feel you can't lose some games, and that's the feeling right now we have. And we know we're going to make mistakes. It's a feeling of putting the puck in the net, playing good defense, and then it goes hand in hand, defense to the offense.
Early in the season, it was the Capitals having a tough time holding leads, but it looks like for at least now you guys have sort of figured that one out. Powell River cuts it in the latest game to 3-2, and the Caps go in survival mode and pull out a 4-2 win. But it's just times like that where the guys have to bear down, and it seems like they've learned how to close them out.
Yeah, it's being accountable to each other, being relied upon, trusted upon, and just doing your job. And not. I think so much of the game is mental, and sometimes it's like anything. You feel the momentum shift in games or taking a bad penalty at the wrong time. It's just everything adds up, and the guys are starting to realize that it's a chess game sometimes. You can't just go for it all the time. You got to keep it simple and pick your spots. And we've been doing that at home. We've been very opportunistic, scoring when we've needed to, and getting those momentum shifts in our favor. Now we have to start doing that on the road.
And you mentioned scoring at opportune times. In the first two games of the homestand, you get early goals. In the third game, you get a goal with a second left in the first period to tie it. But the starts have been pretty big for you guys as of late against some strong teams.
Yeah, and I thought Powell River came out hard on us. They were out shooting us, like, I think, 9-2 at the start of the game. And then we finally figured out we got to start playing here. And they went up 1-0. And that's when we started to turn it up a bit, trying to fight back. And scoring that goal late in the first period is always a huge momentum shift. I think they can attest to that as well, that they came out a little flatter in the second period. We came out really hard in the second. And that second period is always really important in a tie game. If you can get the, come out and control the play, you set yourself up for the third period. And that's what we want to do. It's more fun playing with the lead. And if we have to come from behind, we want to have that kind of that mindset of we're gonna fight to the end and not give up that fourth and fifth goal.
We've seen goals in bunches take the Capitals out of games a couple times this year, but right now it's the other way around. The Capitals are using goals in bunches to jump out in front. You look at the first game of the homestand against Langley, 3 inside a minute and a half. Against Victoria, 2 in about 90 seconds. Powell River gets 2 goals in the second period. How key is the shift after the goal for the Capitals right now?
Yeah, we talked to our guys. It's an energy shift. It's the shift after a goal is always the biggest shift, and we always talk about that. Even if we score a goal, we're saying, they're down right now, let's get on them, and get another one, and that's been key. I think that we've done a good job at that. And when we do get scored on, it's also a reminder to the guys, okay, we got to now fight back and push back. We cannot take a step back. Got to push harder.
Caps are getting healthier as well, and you see that within the top six in the lineup. Azaro Tinling's missed some time, as has David LaRoche. Both those guys putting points on the board now. Troy McTavish has found his scoring touch. It seems like the Capitals are starting to find a bit of a rhythm here as everyone gets back and healthy.
Yeah, we have some set lines right now where the guys are clicking. And we're healthy. Got some good leadership up front and on the back end. Pichette has played fantastic in the net, and we've been helping him out, trying to keep shots from the outside and clearing pucks as best we can. I think the PK has been a lot better at home. It's got to be better on the road for sure. And having guys like Scardina back as well, like down the middle, he's huge on the PK and on the power play as well. So we have some shooters up front. We tell our D, get the puck up to the forwards, and they're shooters. We're not looking to do anything pretty, get it in behind them, and the other team will eventually make a mistake from our pressure.
And leading into my final question, BCHL Player of the Week honorable mention for JJ Pichette. two first stars. He's picked up 3 wins in a row. He's taken on the majority of the workload. How important has he been?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, he saw 46 shots against Victoria last week. He saw 40 or close to 40 against Powell River. So he's been in the zone, which is great. You know, and you got 6 points on the table this weekend. We need him to stay right where he was coming into this weekend. And he's been really solid. He doesn't show any emotion or any letdown or any highs or lows. He's very even keel, and he's done a great job.
That's Cowichan Capitals head coach Brian Passmore. Big thanks to Justice Doucette for getting us the interview. Now on to our BCHL Player of the Week. Victoria Grizzlies forward Alex Newhook racked up 3 goals and 7 assists in just 3 games last week and has taken over the team lead in scoring. We had a chance to speak to Newhook this week about what's been working lately and the chemistry he's been finding with some of his teammates.
Yeah, I think our team was definitely finding our stride a bit offensively. We've been struggling a bit in the past before those 3 games. Played a couple teams. I thought we outplayed a couple teams, but didn't really find our offense and weren't really finding the back of the net. But I think definitely in the past 2 games we've been finding the net, and my line mates have been doing that really well, and I think our whole team has been doing a better job of that.
Yeah, a couple of the players I've noticed that you guys were in on each other's goals, you setting them up or vice versa. Ethan Nother and Carter Berger. What are the strengths of their games in particular that are allowing them to finish your setups or them finding you for goals as well?
Yeah, I mean Nother, we've played together a bit during the season. He's a great player. He did really well, and I think we have pretty good chemistry, and I think that's definitely been helping us a bit, and I think we're starting to find each other a bit more in the offensive zone, and it's definitely helping a bit, and Berger as well, he's a great player as well, offensive defenseman, and he can find that as well for a defenseman, and he sees the ice well, and he can see me, and he sees other guys on our team for sets up some goals, so yeah, I mean he's doing a great job as well.
I wanted to go back just over a week ago, and it wasn't the result you were wanting because the tryouts for Team Canada West in Calgary there didn't go in your favor this time, but it was your first tryout, and you're one of the younger guys there. And how did you think the tryout went for you in Calgary?
I think it went well. I think I played pretty well, but obviously it's definitely a learning point for me, and obviously I was a bit disappointed in the result. Of not making that team. It was definitely something I really wanted to be a part of. But, yeah, like you said, it's my first year there, and definitely going to use it as maybe a bit of motivation and something, to work for next year and possibly next year, yeah, and just to, keep going and not take it too hard.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that a little bit. You mentioned the word motivation, and I don't know if it was just a coincidence that, as soon as you came back from those tryouts, you went on and, like I said, talked about earlier with the 10 points in the 3 games from when you came back. Was it motivating to you to want to show the people that left you off the roster that maybe they didn't make the right decision? Is that part of the reason you were able to get out there and put up the points?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think it has something to do with it. I mean, I think for anyone, anytime that you, you don't get selected for a team or for a program, it's definitely something that, anyone would want to do is, show them wrong or, kind of give them a reason why they, why they should have taken you. And I think, I just tried to work my hardest and, create as much as I could. As well, the team definitely helped. I mean, it's not all on me. My team's been playing well, and line mates as well. We're doing well. So, definitely credit to them. But it's definitely, I'd like to think of it as a factor for sure.
We're talking with Alex Newhook from the Victoria Grizzlies. Alex, it is your first year in the BCHL, but it looks like the transition's been pretty smooth. As a 16-year-old, you're leading your team in points, and as well having to contend with moving across the country from Newfoundland to Victoria on Vancouver Island. What's kind of helped with that transition for you? Because it looks like it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, the transition at first is definitely a big transition from midget hockey. It's really fast. A lot of bigger guys, a lot of older guys, a lot more strength. But yeah, I think after first couple weeks, I think I settled in a bit, and the guys on my team definitely helped me with that, and kind of showed me what it's like and told me about it a bit. But, yeah, I think just after, you know, a few games and that, you know, I settled in a bit and happy with the way I'm playing so far.
I know you got a couple more points last night in a win over Alberni Valley, but you guys have had some real battles with a couple other island rivals there in Nanaimo and Powell River. Things got a little heated with Nanaimo on the weekend, and Powell River you guys have had some good games against. Who do you think is a bigger rivalry for you guys this season?
I think our biggest rival is probably Powell River. I mean, they're always close games, always really, really intense games with them. Going back to last year, I know the guys they're in a pretty good series with them in playoffs. So I think that's kind of carried itself in this year. And yeah, I mean, we like to, you know, see ourselves as a top team in the island, and I think they do as well. So it's definitely, you know, a constant competition between them and whenever we play them. So yeah, I'd probably say them.
I wanted to talk a bit about your NCAA commitment to Boston College for a couple seasons from now. You already had that in your back pocket before you came to the BCHL. How did it come together for you, and what do you look forward to about that program?
Yeah, I chose Boston College because you know, the program's great there. I really like the coaching staff, and really everything about it just kind of fit me, and it was you know, a great place that that I thought of, and I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, I mean, it's close to home. I have some family that lives down in Cape Cod by Boston, so that definitely helps with it a bit. My sister's committed there as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be a fun couple of years there.
That's Victoria Grizzlies forward and BCHL Player of the Week, Alex Newhook. In our final interview segment, we had the opportunity to visit with Nanaimo Clippers alum Matt Irwin of the Nashville Predators when the Preds were at Rogers Arena to play the Canucks this week. The two-time BCHL top defenseman and native of Brentwood Bay on Vancouver Island has many fond memories of his two seasons with the Clippers and says making the trip to Vancouver is always a highlight on the NHL schedule.
You know, every chance you get to play, you know, in Vancouver against the Canucks in front of friends and family, whether they're in the building or just on TV, it's always a special moment.
Just real quick, looking back to your time in the BCHL with the Nanaimo Clippers, what jumps to mind? Is there a story or a favorite memory when I say Nanaimo Clippers and BCHL that sticks out to you?
To be honest, it was all just a terrific experience. Coach Bill Bestwick did a terrific job with us. We had competitive teams every year. The fans were awesome, filled the rink every game. You know, I'm still really close with my Billet family. So, you know, everything that came out of that experience is all positive.
Fast forward a bit to UMass. I think you were there just a couple years before you signed. What was like playing in Hockey East?
It was good. I mean, obviously, growing up on the West Coast, I never thought in a million years I'd end up over there. But it's funny where this game takes you, and it was a cool opportunity for me to just, you know, further my education and get to play hockey while doing it. And, you know, I think that's a big thing for my family. We believe in, you know, getting our educations and it's all much better when you get to play hockey while you're doing it. And it was such a cool experience. I was only there for 2 years, and, you know, obviously an opportunity came to play pro. So it was a tough decision to leave school, but one I definitely don't regret.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but UMass has two young defensemen that are part of Team Canada's World Junior tryouts right now, Kale McCarr and the other player's name's Ferrero, both Canadian-born defensemen. Do you keep tabs on UMass at all or aware of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, the coach, Greg Carvell, has done a terrific job of, you know, keeping the alumni posted and events and how the team's doing through weekly emails and stuff like that. So that's we're grateful for that. You know, it's nice to get those emails and just have a quick read and see how teams are doing. And you know, we're aware of those two guys, how big and how important they are to the program. So it looks like they're doing a good job so far this year.
Back to present day, you guys obviously went as far as you can go last year, right to the Stanley Cup Finals, and you know, it's talked about how that can wear on a team the following year, and just having played so much hockey, do you feel that day to day on a given day where you feel like, man, we played a long time last year, and you know, it's middle of December, does that manifest itself in any way at this point?
I think you just get hungry. You're hungry, you know what it's like to get, you know what it takes to get there. You know that feeling, that disappointment when you don't actually achieve the goal that you set out for. Coming within two games of it, you know, a lot of us in here is our first time getting that far, and you know, just what you take from that experience, and you can apply it into regular season games when things might not be going as well, or even when things are going good. And you know, it's just those little things, those little details, and those pressure situations that you take take with you and through the regular season games. And, you know, there's times this year I think we got off to a little bit of a slow start, but, you know, once we established our game and the way we wanted to play, you know, we've been successful ever since, kind of.
With Nanaimo Clippers alum Matt Irwin, Matt, you just received a little bit of an injection at center ice with Kyle Turris, another BCHL guy. What has he meant to your club so far?
He's been terrific. Our record speaks for itself since he's come on board and what he's done for his line mates, and they're playing great as a line, him, Fiala, and Smitty. But just that depth through the middle, you need it. You play against some heavy teams in the West, and just to have that skill set up the middle and that depth where guys can slide in and play center or centerman going to the wing, and whenever you need an important faceoff, you got some options, so it's good for us.
How about the Central Division you're playing in? You guys are 18-7-4, great record. We're only third in your division. You got Winnipeg playing really well. St. Louis is a good team. Chicago's there. Minnesota. It must be just a war night in, night out in your division.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the mentality is you can't lose. You can't go on any kind of skid. And, you know, our record through November and half of December has been solid. And, you know, to think that we've maybe had a day or two at the top of the West and we've been pretty solid in third place, it just shows how, you know, the parity within our division and the whole league. It's teams are winning, and you got to keep pace with that. So you got to bring your A game every night.
Who have you been playing with mostly as a D partner, and what do you guys try to do in your role on the club this year?
You know, it's been bounced around between, you know, Yannick Weber and Tony Boteto. You know, for us as that third pairing, it's to play those minutes, give those guys some rest, some hard, heavy minutes against third, fourth lines, simple game, chip in offensively when we can, and just provide that trust with the coaching staff.
That's Nashville Predators defenseman and former Nanaimo Clippers standout Matt Irwin. And that's going to do it for the BCHL podcast this week. For all the latest news and notes from the BCHL, visit the league website at bchl.ca, follow the league on Twitter at BCHLLive, and on Instagram at RealBCHL. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.